ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोश्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः. वी आर् डिस्कसिङ्ग् दि स्पिरिचुअल् टाक् दट् श्री रामकृष्ण वास् गिविङ्ग् आन् ए ह्यूज् बोट् अरेञ्ज्ड् बै केशव चन्द्रसेन् October 27, 1882. It was Friday, the day of the Lakshmi Puja. Keshav Chandra Sen had arranged a boat trip on the Ganges for Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna was describing the Divine Mother. She is the creator, sustainer and absorber, reabsorber, Srishti, Sthiti, Laya. What happens when a person dies, or any creature dies, any one with life? Sri Ramakrishna is telling that is not the end of existence, but what happens after the destruction of the universe, at the end of a great cycle, at the end of Pralaya, the Divine Mother garners the seeds for the next creation. She is like the elderly mistress of the house who has a hodgepodge pot in which she keeps different articles for householder use. The way Sri Ramakrishna talks, he was an extraordinarily great singer, great talker. You can say he is a ventriloquist. So everybody had to laugh the way he says. And Sri Ramakrishna is continuing, oh yes, housewives have pots like that where they keep sea foam, blue pills, small bundles of seeds of cucumber, pumpkin and gourd and so on. They take them out when they want them. In the same way, after the destruction of the universe, my Divine Mother, embodiment of Brahman, gathers together the seeds for the next creation. As I have mentioned many times, this is called Laya. If it is individual life, it is called Laya. If it is collective, it is called Pralaya. And there are four types of Pralayas are there. When we go to deep sleep, that is called Dainandina Pralaya. Everyday dissolution of our whole universe. Then there is at the end of each one of our life, we also give up this old body and assume a new body. That is the second kind of Pralaya. Then Brahma himself, he wants to take rest. Whole day he works like any coolie or worker. He works whole day and becomes tired. So like we take rest at the end of the day, Brahma also takes rest. What is the difference? We only sleep for a few hours. And how much time? Brahma also sleeps only few hours. We have to understand what does it mean. Because from the Brahma's point of view, what we call Sahasra Yuga, 1000 Yugas, as it is so beautifully described in the Bhagavad Gita, is one day, another 1000 yugas is one night. 12 hours is 1000 yugas. Another 12 hours is 1000 yugas. Exactly like us. But when we say that we only sleep for a few hours, yes, exactly Brahma also, for him it appears. Because remember, Maya Sahita Brahman is called Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, Shiva, Rudra. So, for him also, it appears to be only few hours. We must be definitely reading some Puranas. So, a person who accumulates meritorious deeds, he goes to Swargaloka, heavenly world, and there he lives a long time, very, very happy time. What happens when a person is very happy? He forgets time. Like we forget Saturday, Sunday, they melt away, just as though only yesterday was Saturday and Sunday. Oh, so fast it is finished, and Monday comes. Monday to Friday, the time drags its feet, as it were. Because whenever we are not happy, most of us are not happy, when we are working, especially at jobs which we do not like, but we are forced for the sake of earning money, etc., time passes very slowly. But whenever we like something, just like play, so when we are happy with what we are doing, that is called play. When we are unhappy, even play becomes work. That is the difference. So what happens? The Divine Mother, as it were, just like village woman, Sri Ramakrishna always gives these illustrations, a grandmother. So she plants when, not whenever she wants, when the right season comes, rainy season comes. She prepares the small garden. She takes out pumpkin seeds, etc., and she sows them according to the season. And when they become seedlings, plants, yields their fruits, vegetables, etc., then they automatically close their life. So their fruits, some of the fruits are kept as seedlings. The best fruits are the best plants, or their seeds are kept so that she can replant them again. And that is the same process according to each one of our karmas. That is why we call them bija. Every samskara is a bija, is a seed. That's why our mantra is also called bija mantra. What is a bija mantra? A seed mantra. What is a seed mantra? Where the huge potentiality of Bhagavan, God himself, is there in a potential form. And then our sadhana is like bringing it out, sowing in the soil, and daily taking care of it, giving the right type of water, right quantity of water at the right time, and fencing it around, and then protecting it. And sooner or later, according to their time, the fruits will come. So this whole world, samsara, is compared in many Upanishads, in Katha, and here also in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, Purushottama Yoga. Urdhvamoolam athashyakam ashvattham prahuhu avyayam chandamsi yasya parnani yaha tam veda sa vedavit. So we are all coming from God. That is, our roots are in God. Coming down means forgetting God, thinking we are other than God. Purnam adaha purnam idam. So this whole universe is also infinite, but we think that it is finite, because we are viewing Brahman through the lens, through the prism of time, space and causation. And that marvelous philosophical theory is being explained in the simplest manner, just like our grandmother. She gathers the seeds, and when the right season comes, when does she gather? When this life is exhausted, and she gathers all our samskaras, and she puts us exactly at the right time. How long she is going to keep depends upon our past lives. Then she puts exactly in that family, in the womb of that particular mother, and then everything is predetermined. How long we are going to live, and what type of species, human species, animal species, or insect species, or plant species, bird species, according to our prarabdha karma. And through these life after life experiences, we are slowly progressing towards our own nature. Coming down from God is called involution, and going towards God is called evolution. And we are always in the evolutionary scale. This is what Sri Ramakrishna is telling. In the same way, after the destruction of the universe, my Divine Mother embodiment of Brahman, gathers together the seeds for the next creation. After the creation, the primal power dwells in the universe itself. Where does the mother go? She is not like an ordinary woman. The seed is separate, the divine mother is separate. That is our experience in this samsara. But in this creation, she is the creation. She is the material cause. She is also the efficient cause. She is also the instrumental cause. That's what Sri Ramakrishna is going to tell. So, she brings forth this phenomenal world and then pervades it. In the Vedas, creation is likened to the spider and its web. The spider brings the web out of itself and then remains in it. God is the container of the universe and also what is contained in it. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there is a particular subject called Pravesha, entrance. Tat Srishtva, this is in the Taittiriya Upanishad. Tat Srishtva, having created this universe, Tat Eva Anupravishat. So, Brahman itself, in the form of Brahma, the creator, he became the clay. And he became what enters into that clay. How does he become? It's just like he became the space, he became the air, he became the fire, he became the waters, he became the earth, then he became the food. Out of food, the living as well as the non-living, both are born. So even Himalayas, deserts, they were not there. Suddenly, a city becomes a desert. And because of the rubbing, clash of two tectonic plates, just like two plates, one plate is broken into five or six parts. That is what has become America, Africa, Asia, etc. And they constantly there, the earth is heaving. And during that process, so two tectonic plates, they combine together and they exert pressure. And that which is in between these two is forced to squeeze up. And that is how the mountains grow, islands grow. And after some time, slowly again, they start dwindling until they go back to nothing. Such a marvelous phenomena. Stars are born. Stars live for some time and they explode, which the science describes as supernova. What happens? Supernova time, the whole energy, material, the whole material becomes energy. That energy condenses itself into a single point and it becomes black hole. And what happens? It doesn't get destroyed. From out of that black hole, on the other side, again creation starts. This is mind-blowing theory of scientists is so beautifully described in the Vedas. Vedas means in the Upanishads, because Upanishads are the very essence of the Vedas. That's what Sri Ramakrishna is referring, especially the Mundaka Upanishad. Yatha Urnanabhi Srijate Grinnateja Yatha Prithivyam Oshadayaha Sambhavanti Yatha Sataha Purushat Kesha Lomani Tatha Aksharat Sambhavati Iha Vishwam. This whole universe, how does it come? Yatha Unanavihi. Unanavi means a spider. Srijate, out of it, it weaves a beautiful web. That is called spider's web. And from there only, the what is called world wide web, whenever you go to any, particular, we create some websites, and that is called website, WB, spider's web. Always it's a WWW. This is the web. So, yatha urnanabhi srijate. So, the spider, I have seen, so when you frighten it, it simply gathers marvelous thing, even to see the whole net within seconds disappears into itself. So it moves. This is what is called mobile houses. So it goes to another corner and immediately it starts weaving, and within a few hours the whole net is ready to catch any wandering insect, etc. And this web is so marvelous. And out of this web only, how intelligence or information can be spread by cutting it into several pieces and simultaneously sending through different channels. By observing the spider's web, scientists have discovered practically everything. How an aeroplane moves, how wheels are invented. So how our wheels invented? Somebody noticed there is a round stone and the stone started rolling, and if there is a slope and that thing is unstoppably going and gathering more and more speed, and that is how human being started rough sculpting of wood or stone. Even now you see in village temples huge chariots made out of stone wheels. So that first understanding of wheel, first production of fire, and that changed this face of civilization forever and ever. So yatha unana vihi, as a spider creates and absorbs, as medicinal plants grow from the earth, as hairs grow from the living person, so this universe proceeds from the immortal. So the spider example is to illustrate Brahman is both the material as well as intelligent cause. The spider, the living spider, dead spiders never weave. So what is the cause? What is the origin of that web, that net? It is a spider, living spider, out of itself. It becomes both the material and intelligent causes. Then, prithivyam oshadayah sambhavanti. How the whole of the food material, and all of us are nothing but food. We don't forget, I am the eater of food. No, each one of us is not only the eater of food, we are also pure food. When a mosquito looks at us, when a tiger looks at us, we are the food to be eaten. So even a lychee, when it catches hold of us, we are nothing but pure food. Billions of bacteria are living, sucking our blood. But there is beneficial bacteria like yogurt or within our gut. If this bacteria leaves us, there will be no life at all. And then the third example, yatha sataha purushat, a living man, kesha lomani. So the nails and the hair come out. What is this example for? From the living being, that which we call non-living, mud, stones, etc. Remember, this is according to the Western science. According to Hindu scriptures, everything is living only. So we cannot live without minerals, without iron, without gold, without silver. These are called minerals. So, and then there are very fine material is there, like zinc, etc. So everything is necessary. We are a combination of both the living and non-living. Our hair, our nails, that is non-living. That's why we are able to cut without experiencing any pain. So everything is a combination of living and non-living also. So this is what Sri Ramakrishna is mentioning. Then what happened? Sri Ramakrishna became intensely intoxicated because his mind dwells all the time in pure Brahman. Once upon a time, Sri Ramakrishna dwelt in Nirvikalpa Samadhi for 6 months continuously. At the end of it, because he was an avatara, incarnation, he was born to convey a message of the scriptures to the humanity. This is like father and mother calling all of us, children, it is time for you to go to bed, stop your play, come and eat your food and then go to bed. This is the call. And then there is a beautiful song trying to describe that the Divine Mother is both Parabrahman as also Divine Mother. Both are there. Sri Ramakrishna told umpteen number of times, when I look, this is a very philosophical teaching, when I look through the prism of time, space and causation, I see my Divine Mother creating, sustaining and dissolving, taking back, just like a spider. First it creates, then it maintains, and if when necessary, it withdraws into itself. Similarly, when Brahman is seen through the prism of time, space and causation, I call her active Brahman. Another name for active Brahman is called Shakti. But when I transcend the mind, when do I see Brahman as it is? When I transcend, when I don't use the prism of time, space and causation, then there is no I, there is no Brahman. It is only the mind which creates the division, I and the other. That is the bondage. That is what Sri Ramakrishna wants to tell. And he bursts into a beautiful song. And there is a beautiful song. Is Kali my Divine Mother of a black complexion? Shama maki amar kalore. Sri Ramakrishna teaches not only through speech, but even better through songs. When Sri Ramakrishna used to sing, he could uplift everybody around him. What do I mean by uplifting? Through his divine voice, he brings about a rare emotional upliftment, which we will never experience through any ordinary singer, however good that singer is. There are so many, both classical and cinema singers, with a divine voice, I would say. What happens? We feel very good singer, very good, nicely sung, but no character change will ever take place. But if Sri Ramakrishna sings, and if we are fortunate to hear it, then that what is called Brahmananda is felt through our mind, at least temporarily. Not only that, our devotion to the Divine Mother increases very much. So Sri Ramakrishna, on that ship, along with Keshav Chandra Sen and Vijay Krishna Goswami, there must be plenty of people. The whole ship was crowded. The room where Sri Ramakrishna was taken in the ship, that cabin must have been a small cabin. It was overcrowded. And Keshav Chandra Sen and others went, opened the windows and requested the people, if so many people are there, it is very difficult to breathe out. He burst into this beautiful song. Now, when we are studying the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, it is also very helpful, because it is not a mere song. The highest philosophy is almost compressed into these songs. The highest Vedanta is being expressed through this. And we will just analyze a little bit. We are going to enjoy it. Do not ever think, oh, it is taking ages even to complete a few pages of the Gospel. Doesn't matter. You just read 5-6 pages and go on dwelling on it. That would be of more use than just for the sake of saying, I completed it. You go through, you rush through that. No. So when an ordinary singer sings, it appears to be very pleasant to us, but it doesn't have a deeper impact. But when a person like Sri Ramakrishna, Swami Vivekananda sing, then it has a tremendous impact. So before teaching, this is the song. So in some places, the whole song is sung, and then there is a beautiful index, which Bengali lyrics of the song correspond to the English meaning. So, is my mother Kali black? This is how I think it comes on the page 137 of the original Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. briefly, I will dwell upon it. Shama maki amar kalo re, loke bole kali kalo. Shama maki amar kalo re is my mother. Shama, is she really black? Loke bole, people say kali is kalo, black. Amar mon to bole na, but my mind, it refuses to tell mother is black, kalo re. Kalo rupe digambari. So she appears to be black and she doesn't have any clothes, naked. What does it mean? You look around, excepting a few human beings, the whole universe is nothing but naked. Have you ever looked at a bull, at a cow, at a dog, at a donkey, at a horse, are they putting any dress? They're all nothing but, the whole universe is nothing but naked. And our mother, Kali, is what? The manifestation of this entire universe. She is the manifestation. Sahasra sirsha purushaha hridipaddo kore mor alore. She lights up my heart. Heart means here understanding and the result of understanding. And then this is one charana we call it. Shama kakono shveto kakono pito. Sometimes she is white and sometimes she is yellow. Kakono nilo. Sometimes she is blue. Lohitare. If you remember, there is an animal, chameleon. It goes on changing its colors. Kakono nila lohitare. Sometimes red. Lohita means red. Sometimes blue. Kakono shveto kakono pito kakono nila lohitare. Mayer shebhav. Kemon bujite napari. I cannot understand. My mind gets puzzled. It becomes dizzy with understanding. How can the same mother is sometimes black, sometimes white, sometimes blue, sometimes yellow, sometimes red? Bujte parina. Shebhav kemon bujte napari. Bhavite janam galori. Trying to understand her. How many lives have passed away? Shama maki amar. Further, this was a beautiful song composed by a great devotee of the Divine Mother called Kamala Kanta. How do we know? Because at the end of the song, the composer, if it is Tyagaraja, says Tyagaraja. If it is Purandara Dasa, so Purandara Vithala. If it is Tulasi Dasa, Tulasi Kahe. If it is Kabir Dasa, Kabir Kahe. It is Mira Bhai, Mira Kahe. It is Tukha, Tukha Mane. So, we get out of this. So, that is what it comes here. So, Kamala Kanta, that is how it comes. That is how we know. Kamala Kanta had composed this song. So, not only of various hues, Shama, Kakhono Purush, sometimes is male. Kakhono Prakruti, sometimes she is female, prakruti, purushan prakruti. Kakhono shunna rupare. So sometimes she has no form. She is neither man nor woman. Nobody can say what it is. So kakhono shunna rupare. Mayer shibhav bhabiye kamala kanto. So what kamala kanta trying to figure out what this my mother is. So how many lives have passed away? Shahaje pagal holore. It is natural. Unable to find out, figure out, Sahaje, very naturally, Pagal holore, has become mad. Shama maki amar kalore, kalorupe digambari. She is not only black, she is without any dress. Why? Dress, address, both cannot be had. Why? Because who can cover the infinite? The infinite can never be covered up. It is not possible. But what does she do? Hridipaddo kore mor alore. She makes me mad. What does it mean? She makes me understand. You cannot understand. But I will make you understand. So the mother, she comes and then buddhiya devi sarvabhuteshu buddhi rupena samsthita namastasyai 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 namo namaha. Ridhi paddha kore mor alore. is my mother Shama black? People say Kali means black, but my mind says that this is not so. In her dark beauty, the naked one illumines the lotus of my heart. Shama is sometimes white, sometimes yellow, again blue, and vibrant red. The mother's true nature is beyond my understanding, and in contemplating her, my life has dissolved. Shama is sometimes spirit, sometimes matter, and a transcendent void beyond both spirit and matter. Lost in her ecstasy, Kamala Kanta has gone insane. Is my mother Shama black? And then Sri Ramakrishna continues. She appears black because she is viewed from a distance. From a distance means what? Not that she is at a distance. The Divine Mother is never at a distance. If we cannot understand, she is on the other side of the world. This is what again, Isha Vasya Upanishad, Tadeyajati, Tannayajati, Taddure, Tadvantike, Tadantarasya Sarvasya, Tadu Sarvasyasya Bahyataha. So, what is the nature of Brahman, Atman? It ajati, it moves, it shakes, Tannayajati, and at the same time, not at different time, it is also not shaking. It is unshakable and yet shaking all the time. How do we understand? Taddure is very far away. Tadvantike, it is just the nearest to you. In fact, you are that. Tad antarasya sarvasya. That Atman is within everybody. And the same Atman is also outside everybody. There is no inside outside. There is no here and there. There is no me and Brahman. Everything is the same. That is what Sri Ramakrishna says. She appears black because she is viewed from a distance. Taddure. That means what? Sri Shankaracharya's commentary on this Isavasya Upanishad illumines this for us, which is applicable here. He says, for an ajnani, ignorant person, God is far away, somewhere. But for a knowing person, he is not only not far away. In fact, the ajnani doesn't exist. That ajnani is none other than Aham Brahmasmi. So this is what Sri Ramakrishna is trying to convey. Those Upanishadic truths, those truths which are so hard to understand in simple language, but when intimately known, she is no longer at a distance. Sri Ramakrishna is well known for his similes, like Kalidasa, Upama Kalidasasya, Bharavehe Artha Gaurava, Dandinaha Padalalithyam, Maghe Santi Trayogunaha. Kalidasa is the most famous. For everything, he gives a similarity, simile, so that we can understand. Poetically, we can enjoy. Sri Ramakrishna is giving, he even surpasses perhaps Kalidasa. The sky appears blue at a distance. Have you ever seen? Just look up. It's vast blue. And look at an ocean. You will see, especially in cinemas, you will never see as we see physically. But you go near, take a little bit of water in your hand, you go near the sky. Sky means what? Whatever is at a distance, we call it sky. But we are in the sky only, space only. But anywhere you are, it doesn't appear to be blue. That which is at a distance appears to be blue. Blue is the symbol of infinity. That's why Krishna is Shyamam. He is called Shyam. And Divine Mother is called Shyama. So it is not really black. It is really blue color. So, when you go and look at it close, the closer you are. How do I go to closer to the sky? Don't go. You just look in front of you. Is it appearing to be blue or is it appearing to be normal to you? Only that which is at a distance appears to be blue. Look up at the sky. Lie down and look up. And you will see the whole, what is called horizon, looks blue, totally, like a huge dome of blue. Similarly, Sri Ramakrishna gives, the water of the ocean looks blue at a distance, but if you go near and take it in your hand, you find that it is colorless. In fact, the definition of water is that which is colorless, shapeless, formless, tasteless. Then some places water is very tasty, some places it is very foul. It is not because of the water, because certain elements which became mixed up with the water. That's all. So there are some places like Rishikesh, and if anybody goes and stays there, you will notice his health, every likelihood that that person's health will increase enormously. A person who is suffering from digestive problems, you go and stay there and you drink that water, and it is full of medicinal water. Water is not medicine. Of course, water is medicine for the disease called thirst. But I am speaking, so many Himalayan herbs, plants, the water is mixed up, it is flowing along with the essence of those plants, etc. And even if, as they say, iron is eaten, it will be digested. And very soon he becomes much more healthy. Some places, hard water, very difficult to digest. But I have noticed water at Rishikesh especially, extraordinarily digestive. So, Master became intoxicated with the divine love and sang. This is the song which I already referred, Shama Maki Amar Kalori. Is Kali my mother really black? A naked one, a blackest hue, lights the lotus of the heart. The Master continued. Bondage and liberation are both of her making. By her maya, worldly people become entangled in woman and gold, and again through her grace, they attain their liberation. She is called the savior and the remover of the bondage that binds one to the world. What a marvelous teaching! Who made us get bound? Who made us make our minds dwell continuously on lust and gold? Most of us, we blame ourselves, not knowing the truth. She is called Mahamaya. It is she who became the mind. What is the nature of the mind? To think, I am not divine. To think, I am separate from God. I am separate. Everything is separate. And everything in my body is separate. Everything in my mind also is separate. Right decision, wrong decision, sorrow, happiness, pleasure, pain, honor, dishonor, these are all nothing but properties of the mind. So, hearing some people's words and sometimes not hearing anything. Supposing you are on a stage, podium, and along with you, some other speakers are also there. And then you are all given an opportunity to give a speech, and all of you have given, at least according to you, nice speeches. And then at the end, the thanksgiving person comes. He mentions only one particular person's speech, of which you yourself are not highly impressed. But you are burning inside. This fellow did not mention my name even once. Not to speak of, if he says the speaker has spoiled the whole spirit of the meeting by mentioning things like that. No. He simply doesn't refer to you. And it becomes terrible offense. And thereafterwards, you may be smiling, but you will not be, you will be what you call, if you can burn with your look, you want to burn that person. So you see, all these tricks of the mind, who created the Divine Mother. So there is another beautiful song and saying in Tantras, it seems the Divine Mother created the mind and she comes to every jiva, tells, oh, I am so happy with you, my own servant, I am gifting you, and this servant will serve you. Who is that servant? The mind. And then the Divine Mother says after that you get this servant of yours and to make you comfortable. But aside, She tells the mind, whatever this fellow is doing, you send me the video, audio to me. I want to know what this fellow is doing 24 hours a day. See, so that is like keeping a CCTV secretly. Our mind, oh, sir, you are my master. I will do your bidding. But secretly, it is sending everything that is happening. The mind itself is the CCTV. This is the essence of, we get in the gospel itself. As if she had, what is called, made a sign with the eye that you report to me secretly whatever this fellow is doing, like that. But then, Sri Ramakrishna also interprets it, at least we should understand that, supposing this person is always praying to the Divine Mother and taking refuge in her, attributing everything to her, he doesn't want to think anything else. What can the mind do, CCTV do? It is sending these pictures. And then the Divine Mother, she is also prone to this praise and censure. So she becomes very pleased. My child, he is my child. He is always thinking of me. So tells to the mind, so bring him to me. I want to bestow my grace upon him. So that is what Bhagavan Krishna tells at the very end of the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja aham tva sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mashuchaha. So my devotee, mother is calling, my devotee, then only we are true devotees. Somebody else calling me and myself calling myself, oh, you are a great devotee of God because you have taken initiation. These are all bunk. Then the master sang the following song in his melodious voice. Melodious means we have no idea how much it can stir our emotions. And what is emotion? The only instrument for devotion. Gather all the emotion, and if that emotion is directed towards God, that is called devotion. So, in Bengali, Vaishnava saying, there is a saying, Atmendriya Priti Icha, Tari Nam Kam, Krishnendriya Priti Icha, Dore Prem Nam. So, if all our desires are for our selfish purpose, that is called Kama, lust. But if the same emotions are directed towards God, Krishna, then that is called Prema. But without emotions, we cannot be happy in the world. We cannot also be happy, what we call, in spiritual life. Very, very important for us to understand that emotions are the very material by which we can become secular, we can become spiritual. Not only that, I will tell you some secret. Without first becoming worldly, we can never become spiritual. Nobody has ever been created. Only four people were created by Brahma. It's called first creation. They are called the mind-born children of Brahma. Four, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, etc. They were so pure that they refused to propagate the samsara and went away. But other than that, every one of us, this world is created not for binding us. World is created as a first class ladder. And how do we climb the ladder? This ladder called the world has got three steps of the ladder. Dharma, Artha, Kama, and what is the fourth step? It is not a step, it is God, it is the roof. That is called moksha. That's why Hindu's life is divided into Brahmachari Ashrama. First step, know what is Dharma. Without knowing what is Dharma, we cannot practice Dharma. We should know what is Dharma, we should know what is Adharma. Then second step is practice it. How much can I develop my willpower? How much can I restrain my mind running towards Adharma? That is Nishedha, forbidden activities. And how much I can obey the scriptural injunctions called vidhi. That is the whole purpose of grihastashrama, to control ourselves. And this life, or after many lives, willy-nilly, will be forced. Forced by what? By two. One is called stick, another is called carrot. By this methodology of training the animal, animals are trained in that way. If they behave according to the wishes of the owner, then some reward is given. If they do not, the stick is used. Papa punya, sukha is the carrot, dukkha is the stick. It is not meant either to reward us or to punish us. It's meant to train us, so that in course of time, even the dull-witted person also becomes or understands, and he understands. If I want to be happy, then I have to follow this path. And then when a person willingly is following what is called vidhi and avoiding nishedha, something wonderful happens. You know, when a person is an agnani, ignorant person, and he wants to rush headlong into the net of Mahamaya, and if anybody teaches, don't go there. You be truthful, you be dharmic. Immediately, he also is what is called pervertly intelligent. So he read so many Puranas. You know, you are talking like a foolish fellow. That person, for example, Pandavas, they had to suffer so much because they followed the path of Dharma. Look at Duryodhana. Look at Ravanasura. Look at Hiranyakashipu. How much they enjoyed. Of course, yes, in the end, they were punished. But in the beginning, for a long time, they enjoyed only. Even some perverted arguments are given. Oh, you are talking about Hiranyakashipu. So he enjoyed life up to the brim until the last moment. Then only Narasimhamurti came. Within a twinkling of a second, he cut off his head, or he tore him to pieces in the form of a half lion, half man. That is what is called Narasimhamurti. Dhru and Simha. Simha means lion. Dhru means man. Man's what is called body and the head of a lion. Hayagriva, the body of a human being and the head of a ashva, a horse. Like that. So Bhagavan also Varaha Avatara. Head is like a boar. And the whole body is a very strong, resilient body, human body. Anyway, how much time Hiranyakashipu suffered? Whole life he enjoyed. Only for a few seconds, and life is snatched out of him. And then he became merged forever in Lord Narayana. This is the perverted logic that people go through. But the whole world, to go to the Gurukula, then to go to the, to get married, and to take up responsibility, to live the life of a devotee, dharmic person. Satyam vada dharmam chara swadhyayan ma pramadaha matru pitru karya abhyam na pramaditavyam matru devo bhava pitru devo bhava acharya devo bhava atidhi devo bhava, etc. This is called the right path. Vidhi. So, the whole worldly experience which takes us through aeons and aeons of lot of worries and suffering is meant to awaken us. God has not created what is called suffering for the sake of His enjoyment. He created it to call us back lovingly to Himself. Like the mother, sometimes forcefully she has to drag her children away from their play, because they don't want even to eat food. So like that, all this samsara is created. Why? We learn the right path. We learn to love. We learn to identify others with us. We become moral. We become truthful. We become dharmic. And then, avrutta chakshuhu amrutatvam ichchan. Then, the mind automatically develops a beautiful attitude, accepting God, nothing is really worth desiring. And that is when vanaprastha ashrama, that is travel towards God, conscious travel towards God starts, and the journey will be there, and then one day the mind completely becomes absorbed in God. That is called moksha. So dharma, artha, kama, upasana and moksha, brahmacharya ashrama, grihastha ashrama, artha and kama, panaprastha ashrama, upasana or contemplation, and finally sannyasi ashrama for moksha. The whole universe is created as a graduated staircase, not to degrade us, not to make us suffer. The suffering, like a mother when she is punishing her child, who suffers more, the child or the mother? Mother never wants to punish, but she is forced to do that for the good of the, for the welfare of the, for the future welfare of the child. And that is the play of the Shamama. And there is a beautiful song, in the world's busy marketplace, O Mother Shama, thou art flying kites, high up they soar on the wind of hope, held fast by Maya's string. Their frames are human skeletons, their sails of the three gunas made, but all their curious workmanship is merely for ornament. Upon the kite strings, thou hast rubbed the manja paste of worldliness, so as to make each straining strand all the more sharp and strong. Out of 100,000 kites, at least but one or two, at best one or two, break free. And thou dost laugh and clap thy hands, O mother, watching them. On favoring winds, says Ram Prasad, the kites set loose will speedily be borne away to the infinite, across the sea of the world. This is Shyama Ma Udachi. The Divine Mother is playing kites. Beautiful ideas. We will talk about them in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.